From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Some Democratic presidential candidates who voted for the war in Iraq are seizing the capture of Saddam Hussein to justify their foreign policy positions while at the same time blasting Howard Dean. Today, Dean dismissed the criticism and instead renewed his attack on the Bush administration and its policy in Iraq. For their part, some of the former Vermont governor's rivals spent more time attacking him today than they did the president. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry says in order for Democrats to win the White House next year, they'll first have to convince the voters they can keep the country safe. Speaking at Drake University in Iowa today, Kerry said voters are judging presidential candidates on the basis of who can best defend us.
In the next election, Democrats owe the American people more than anger. We owe them answers. We must prove by our experience, by our vision, that our approach to national security and foreign policy is strong and credible.
The explicit argument from Kerry and other Democratic candidates is that Howard Dean lacks that experience and vision. Dean delivered his own foreign policy speech yesterday. As a staunch opponent of the war, Dean called the weekend capture of Saddam Hussein a good thing, but added it has not made America safer. That position was lambasted today by Senator Kerry.
No one can doubt or should doubt that we are safer and Iraq is better because Saddam Hussein is now behind bars.
Kerry also took Dean to task for adopting what he called contradictory positions on the war. And even though Kerry himself has argued for more international coordination, he says Dean would take that too far, effectively giving other countries veto power over American military action.
To follow the path that Howard Dean seems to prefer is to embrace a kind of Simon Says foreign policy, where America only moves if others move first. And that is just as wrong as George Bush's policy of schoolyard taunts and cowboy swagger.
Among those who heard Kerry's speech was retired Air Force Chaplain Kenneth Briggs. He doesn't like the way the war's been run, but agrees with Kerry's vote that military action was justified.
I was serving as an active duty chaplain during Desert Storm. I had a son in Desert Storm. I have a grandson that's now going to Iraq. It's a safer place without Saddam Hussein. It needed to be done. It was just the way it was done.
But the war remains unpopular with many Democrats who will be caucusing in Iowa next month. Kerry, who's hoping to improve his standing in the state, made a point to salute an Iowa serviceman who participated in Saddam's arrest. Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt has said that Iowa is a must-win state for him. In a conference call today, Gephardt echoed the sentiment that Dean isn't ready to be commander-in-chief.
We're not going to beat George Bush if we don't have a candidate who is credible to the voters in terms of their experience and their ability to handle all these international challenges that we face today.
And in a speech today in New Hampshire, Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman said Dean's speech yesterday marked a step backwards to the days when Democrats were not trusted to defend America's security. Lieberman pledged to earn the trust of centrist voters if Democrats trust him with the party's nomination. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.